Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. Let me begin by congratulating you on your appointment as the coordinator for Subsidiary Body 5. I assure you of my delegation's full support. Mr. Coordinator, the Subsidiary Body 5's mandated to consider items 5, 6, and 7 of our agenda has several distinct issues to address. While the scope of the Subsidiary Body 5 is very broad, it also offers us an opportunity and flexibility to consider the most contemporary and pertinent issues on the global arms control and disarmament agenda. The world has changed a lot since 1970s, yet the foundational principles of SSOD1 and the historical rationale of our three agenda items of Subsidiary Body 5 have continued to remain relevant. We have witnessed a reaffirmation and a strengthening of the link between technology, innovation, and weapon systems. The unprecedented and breakneck pace of developments and emergence of new technologies has only highlighted the need for applying an arms control lens more than ever before. Even as the pace of development and the use of new weapon technology remains inevitable, it is essential to develop commensurate norms, laws, and rules to regulate them in all their dimensions. The way some of these new and emerging technologies are being weaponized has a direct bearing and implications for international as well as regional peace and security. As a further enabler, technology has integrated in different domains, making war fighting a cross-domain construct. Our arms control and disarmament solutions can also no longer remain oblivious to such developments or remain stuck in old binaries, as they no longer provide all answers. Mr. Coordinator, the Subsidiary Body 5 was one of the only two subsidiary bodies which were able to adopt their reports in 2022. The final report had acknowledged differing priorities of CD member states. In terms of organizing our work for the next year, we believe that SB5 can best contribute to the work of the CD by identifying the most pressing issues and focusing on those. In our view, the topic of security and stability implications of military applications of artificial intelligence warrants our utmost attention. My delegation has spoken in detail on various occasions on the rationale of addressing this issue in the CD, and our detailed views are contained in the working paper submitted in the CD in July 2023, as contained in CD 2334. While we look forward to an in-depth exchange on this subject in 2025, we believe that SP5 in its final report can recommend establishment of a standalone agenda item as well as an ad hoc subcommittee to elaborate impact of military AI on regional and global stability and commence substantive work on its arms control dimensions. In addition, we also support consideration of the proposal of an international convention for the suppression of acts of chemical and biological terrorism. We also remain ready to engage substantively and constructively on the issue of prohibition of radiological weapons. We hope that Subsidiary Body 5 will be able to give adequate time to these concrete issues and proposals and chart a way forward which could help in breaking the prevailing deadlock in the CD. I thank you.